This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Now that former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted in New York, prosecutors say they are working to coordinate his surrender, which could happen early next week. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopina, said they'll go in next week and plead not guilty.
The president will not be put in handcuffs. As far as the mugshot's concerned, perp walk,
Tacopina says Trump was shocked by Thursday's indictment, even though he predicted his own arrest. The indictment remains under seal, but charges stem from hush money payments made on Trump's behalf during the 2016 presidential campaign to silence claims of an extramarital sexual encounter. Comments courtesy ABC's Good Morning America. Outside Manhattan Criminal Court, Julie Walker, New York.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the indictment of his former boss is nothing more than political prosecution.
Every American deserves equal treatment under the law, and I believe the American people will see this for what it is.
Pence Friday, during a discussion with the National Review Institute in Washington, he is speaking out before the exact nature of the charges is clear because the indictment remains under seal. 36 bodies have been found inside a well at a Hindu temple in central India after dozens of people fell into the muddy water when the well's cover collapsed. Video of the collapse showed chaos afterward with people rushing away. It occurred while Hindus were gathering for a festival. Rescuers used ropes and ladders to pull out bodies after pumping the water out of the well. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has attended a ceremony to mark the first anniversary of Bucha's liberation from Russian troops who had occupied it for nearly a month at the start of Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In his speech, Zelensky solemnly declares, 1 year has passed since the day when Russian occupiers were forced out of our city, Bucha, the city about which the world did not know yet, the city about which the world will never forget. We will not let it be forgotten. Human dignity will not let it be forgotten. Zelensky handed out medals to soldiers and other officials, and also attending, Moldovan President Maia Sandu said, democratic states must work together to ensure that these atrocities are investigated and punished. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said on Friday he does not fear the possibility of fresh Western sanctions against his country over the deployment of Russian tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus. In an hours-long televised address to the nation, Lukashenko said Minsk was prepared to defend its sovereignty through any means necessary, including nuclear. Quote, we will stop at nothing to defend our countries, our states, our peoples, he told the packed auditorium in Minsk. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Russia to free a detained U.S. journalist. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The message is simple.
Let him go.
The president pushing Russia to release the Wall Street Journal's Evan Gershkovich, whom Moscow arrested on espionage charges. It's the first time an American journalist has been detained on spying accusations since the Cold War. The Biden administration calls the charge ridiculous and the targeting of Americans unacceptable. Asked if he'd retaliate by expelling Russian diplomats or journalists from the U.S.
That's not the plan right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former South Africa Paralympic star Oscar Pistorius, jailed in 2016 for killing his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp, has been denied parole, South Africa's prison authorities and a lawyer for the victim's family said on Friday. He was jailed in 2016 initially for a six-year term, but had that sentence increased to 13 years after an appeal by prosecutors who argued it was too lenient. The Department of Correctional Services said Pistorius had not served enough time to be considered for parole. I'm Joe Ramsey.